Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Freaks of Nature podcast, featuring your hosts, Jeremy Shaw, Jason Shaw, and Andrew Christie. The Freaks of Nature podcast is presented to you by the Christianity Podcast Network. And now, we join our hosts, whose conversation is already in progress. Yeah, so in the news with this Lizzo thing, there's Julian Michaels was on this dumbass TV show, like, promoting something, I don't know, and the person interviewing her clearly had the motive of starting shit with her, and brings up the fact that Lizzo is basically morbidly obese but living her best life, and Julian Michaels was like, hey, it's okay to love her music because my children and I love her music, but what won't be awesome is when she has diabetes because she's unhealthy.
So she didn't bring this up. Julian Michaels did not bring her up. The interviewer.
No, Julian Michaels was there for her own thing. The interviewer brought Lizzo up. So you're on TV. You're trying to create controversy. You're asking a fitness guru about a morbidly obese entertainer and how everybody is in love with her right now. And so she got what she wanted. She was starting shit. And the internet exploded against Julian Michaels. Like, people were literally tweeting about, like, really crazy things. There was one I screenshotted, and I sent it to you guys while I was talking about this topic for the podcast, where somebody, and she had a blue check mark next to her name, but I'd be remiss if I could fucking figure out who this person is. Said, like, this was racist, like, telling
about that. That's a stretch.
The tweet was basically like, you trying to tell a black woman to watch her weight says way more about you than it. I can't remember the exact tweet, but that's how far Twitter goes when a completely logical point has been made about someone who is fat needing to lose weight to be healthy. She gets called a fucking racist because that person happens to be black.
My thing, the interviewer bringing it up was clearly to start shit.
Oh, absolutely. And it worked.
If I was Julian Michaels, I would have just not said anything. I'd be like, oh, that's not my business. Because what good is coming out of responding to that? Especially when it comes to, see, this Lizzo, look, I don't know a whole lot about this Lizzo. I know Tyler's put on her song or something. I watched some performance. She is fucking hugely fat. Okay, I'm fat. Yeah. She's fucking like three of me. And she constantly is wearing like scantily clad clothing because she's promoting the fact that she's super fat. That's her gimmick. And she's trying to be like, I'm sexy and fat. So,
But you're not. That's not sexy.
No. Criticism against that is fine to me.
As a person,
you put that out there.
Yeah, okay. So as people who have struggled with weight most of our lives, I think it's completely fair to say that you're a fat pig, Lizzo. You're a fat pig. And now it's time to lose some weight, all right? Because you're not healthy.
Well,
okay? Everybody loves your music. That's true. People fucking love your music, Lizzo. But if you want to be there for your fans 5, maybe 10 years from now, you might want to look into dropping some pounds, all right? Because that's the thing. We have this thing in this country now, and I bring it up every single week that we do this fucking podcast, where you're not allowed to, you can't say things that offend people anymore. And people are just constantly offended now because we took away bullying and we gave everybody fucking instant gratification on their cell phones.
So you
can block any comment that you don't fucking like. You can block any human that you don't like. And then you can run your fucking mouth with no repercussions unless you happen to work at Saturday Night Live. Then there's tons of repercussions. You'll get fired instantly for having an opinion.
Yeah, but they're a private whatever. They're a fucking show. They could fire anybody for running their mouth because they're a public face. You shouldn't, like, anybody on Saturday Night Live shouldn't be calling Lizzo a fat pig You can, because you're not on Saturday Night Live, so they can't fire you.
I'm not gonna defend my opinion that she's a fat pig right now. What I'm trying to say is other people shouldn't be attacking Julian Michaels.
Why should not be a pig, though?
She's a pig. Look at her. She's a pig. She, when you're fucking 400 pounds and you're walking around trying to pull off the racy Lady Gaga walking around naked thing, it's time that we call it what it is. You're a pig. All right.
I don't think her music's that great, so I say let her get as fat as possible and die, so I don't have to hear it anymore.
I was on the fucking Lizzo train since day one. Can you remember when I sent you Lizzo stuff almost a year and a half ago?
Is she the one with she has the album cover, right? Where she's sitting there, like, cross-legged, like, half nude?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I sent you Truth Hurts before it was ever released on the radio in a conversation that we were having on...
You did.
I did.
Yeah.
So I've been on the Lizzo train for a really long time, okay? The music is pretty decent. She's like she's a good poppy rapper. That's fine. But she's a fucking pig. And it's time that it's time that we as a nation stop glorifying obesity and we get down to the nitty gritty of it. Okay. And I'm not talking to somebody that's super skinny. I was super skinny and I gained weight again because I started to act like a fucking pig. So now I look like a pig again. So now she looks like a pig. That's what happens when you're morbidly obese. You're a fucking pig. One thing or another about your life or your personality is a fucking farm animal, so that you're a pig. This living your best life and this calling people unhealthily large, that's not body shaming, all right? It's time to fucking accept that body shaming isn't real. If people who promote fatness and don't want you to be, quote, body shamed, walked around fucking morbidly obese dudes all day, I might believe that that was real, but it's not. How many of these fucking people who are defending Lizzo and her fucking fat, morbidly obese, disgusting ass are walking around fucking 400 pound men? Not a single one of them. So if you're gonna fuck 400 pound men, then I might believe you.
Jesus
that
Christ.
You don't have a body shaming issue, but you don't. So until you start sucking gross, smelly, fucking tiny, hidden behind front butt cock, shut the fuck up about body shaming.
What the fuck?
A fucking huge person should be shamed. You should be shamed. Because then you'll fucking get healthy. If you don't feel bad about yourself, you're never going to do anything about it.
This sounds like some of your issues are coming to the surface here real fucking hard.
There's no... I don't know you what kind of issue.
Yeah, I feel like you fucking look in a mirror and you hate yourself.
I'm not denying that. I'm not denying that. I went from fucking 157 pounds back up to over 200 pounds because I was a fucking fat pig. I'm working on it now. I'm losing weight again. And that's something that I'm going to chronicle in this podcast is getting healthier again. I was running a mile in 5 minutes or less. I couldn't do that right now because I got unhealthy again. So,
but
I speak from experience. So my opinion should have some type of validation.
Yeah, but let me say this. I care as much about her being morbidly obese as I do you being skinny. Like, it just doesn't matter to me. I don't see a Lizzo in... I don't hear this. I don't see this. Her being out there being fat doesn't affect me at all. It doesn't come into my radar, you know? Why can't she just be fat and be out there as a celebrity? Who fucking cares? Does it really matter to you that she's fat? Truthfully?
Lizzo is only the conduit for this conversation. Lizzo herself means very little to me. And frankly, I'm tired of her. I wouldn't mind if her and her music disappeared forever. I was a day one fan, but I'm over it. Okay? It's one of those things where everything about her is just overdone, overhyped, overplayed. I wouldn't care if she disappeared forever. Couldn't care less.
But I can't
what this
name,
is a conduit for conversation.
I can't name her song, and I only have seen her because you linked me to this drama. I know nothing of Lizzo.
That says more about the rock that you live under than anything
not,
else.
Like, I don't have cable. I don't read magazines. I don't listen to the radio. So, I mean,
If somebody could put me under that same rock that you live in,
why can't you be under that rock?
I wish I could, but I mean,
where are you seeing Lizzo that it's coming into your radar that you have to get upset about it?
Literally pop culture everywhere, man. She was just in a movie. She was just literally just in a movie. She was in Hustlers with J-Lo.
Why the fuck would I watch a movie with J-Lo?
I didn't watch it, but that was a huge movie. It was based on a real story.
I haven't even heard of this.
There's articles everywhere because Lizzo's fucking fat and she's getting naked in the movie, just like everything else. And J-Lo is fucking 50 and look how good she looks on a stripper pole. It's pop culture. Like, there's no way to get around it without not being part of pop culture.
There is. There really is. I don't know. I didn't even know about this Hustlers movie. I don't know what that is. I haven't even heard of it. I go to the movies. I see trailers, and I still don't even pay attention enough to know what that is. Because it has J-Lo in it, so it's automatically off my radar. Like, it's not something
I could possibly care about. Exactly. It's not something I'm going to watch. But then, news today isn't even real news. It's links to people fucking talking on Twitter.
You don't have to look at it.
You have to read and be informed.
These people have their 400-pound fucking fat singer lady. It doesn't affect you.
What you're doing, Jeremy, is essentially living the life that I've just bitched about people doing, where you're just blocking things you don't like because you don't like it or care about it.
Yeah.
That doesn't work in the real world. You might think it does.
I'm in the real world.
You're not.
How so?
You're walking around aimlessly and uninformed.
Being uninformed about movies has very little to do with the real world.
Being uninformed about Lizzo means nothing. She'll go away, just like they all do.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen? She's going to fucking go away, and she's going to die of heart disease.
So what? What do I care?
That's the point, though. Julian Michaels is somebody who is there to promote fitness and health, and does so for celebrities.
What is she selling?
Television.
What the fuck is Julia Michaels selling these days, anyways? Is she on the fucking Chuck Norris Bowflex thing, or what the fuck are we talking about? I don't even know what she does anymore. I don't even know why I know who she is.
Because she sold the Bowflex thing with fucking Chuck Norris. That's all you know.
That was Christie Brinkley, but I don't know what.
Julia Michaels is from The Biggest Loser, man.
Never watched it. Sucked.
I've never watched it either, but that doesn't mean I don't know who she is.
This is a fucking lie. We all three of us sat there and watched that. We have watched that.
Did we watch it?
Yeah, like 10 years ago. We sat there eating fucking garbage food watching the weigh-ins to make fun of how fat they are. And then we took bets on which one would blow up first. We did this.
Okay, well then that's how we know Julian Michaels is. Because that's the show she was on.
I just had a flashback. It was around, we got into all these fat shows, like Celebrity Fit Club, I think was like the gateway.
Celebrity Fit Club was the classic days of VH1 reality TV.
Though. Yeah. And we needed more fat people losing weight, so we went and we found it.
Oh, well, there's still a heavy hitter in the fucking market. With a 500-pound life, or whatever it's called.
I think it's my 700-pound wife.
No, this is the one with that doctor.
It's about Lizzo's husband.
the one with the doctor, he's there, he's like, no, you gained. No, this is bad. And that's the whole show, is him yelling at these people.
But you know what, then I want to say this, though. If we're going to shame Lizzo, we are, but nobody else is. Everybody's going to talk about how, like, she's allowed to be fat and beautiful and stuff.
I'm not shaming. I don't give a fuck about Lizzo. She can go do what she wants with her money.
Look, we all admit she's fucking big, fat, and disgusting, okay? That's something we can agree on.
Right. I believe the verbiage I used was fat pig.
Yeah, fat pig. That's the official label for Lizzo on this podcast. You can put it in the notes if you want. But I want to talk about if she's fat and disgusting, but everybody's like she's big and beautiful, why are we slut shaming Cardi B as a society when she lets, like, she goes on stage, she lets like her fans reach up, grab her tits, grab her ass, she's like showing her ass all the time, just being a total slut. Why is that shame, but Lizzo being fat is celebrated?
This is the first I've heard of it. I've never heard anything negative about Cardi B either, even though she's fucking street trash that is involved in gang warfare. And even though she's not black, she says the N-word quite a lot. There's lots of reasons to hate Cardi B. Being a slut on stage is not one of them.
Okay, as long as we can agree on that. That I'm much hey,
have
more
I
apt
ever
for...
have I ever slut shamed anyone? No. That would be wrong.
Okay, we're on the same level here. I don't want to hear any negativity about Cardi B if Lizzo is allowed to walk around.
There's nothing unhealthy with some sexual promiscuity, okay? You're not going to get diabetes from letting people grab your tits.
All right, well, that's settled.
Okay, but I mean, yeah, Cardi B, she's trash in many ways, but not that one.
I guess the channels I go through, I see more of that than the Lizzo stuff.
Do you still just only go to conservative news sites? I've never seen anything negative about Cardi B ever.
More like looking up trashy subreddits, shit like that.
I don't use Reddit. The only time I've ever tried to use Reddit, I just don't like it. If it was like a pro boards, I would probably be super. I don't know. Maybe it's just me because I'm an old guy and I'm 30. You know,
when a Reddit but, fell off, it's not like it used to be much better.
I just didn't like
the same
one,
I think, and it got worse.
I don't like it.
Doesn't feel like the Wild West anymore.
I don't think it really ever
Nothing
did.
Does. Nothing on the internet is the Wild West anymore.
That's all it is.
Reddit back in the day used to be kind of like there wasn't many rules. It was subreddit specific.
Well, they got rid of the subreddit
so hard,
with people
man.
Getting their heads cut off.
That's so hard to even find, though. You know what
I
mean?
Publicity.
Like, you couldn't just get on there and immediately find what you were looking for. You have to go through subreddits and fucking searches.
That's the whole point. The website, subreddits are like forums.
Yeah. Well,
it's basically like an old-style forum.
It's not, though. It's not like our old pro board days. Back in the message board
well,
days, and that
like
was
a
the
Reddit
thing.
Form. It's more like those one forums that listed all the topics at once that people would use. It's kind of like that, but it looks better.
It doesn't. And you see a lot more reposts and stuff on Reddit. Same shit over and over again.
I can't even have a conversation about Reddit because I've already said my entire experience with it.
And I got nothing more to say about Reddit.
Reddit's not fucking
whatever.
Nobody wants to hear about Reddit on this podcast. We want to hear about fat pigs.
Okay, fat pigs. Who's another fat pig in the media? I don't know. I don't pay much attention to what's going on, and that's not me being
giving it up to a fat pig. So
who's that? Who's Charlotte?
Yeah, what? You can't be dropping who?
What?
We don't know.
Remember Charlotte? She spun the web, and there was the pig.
What the fuck are you?
Charlotte's Web.
What a fucking
I mean, we got there. Reference. We got there eventually.
He didn't quite have it
out the gate, but we got there eventually. That Charlotte, a young child in the children's book, had sex with Wilbur the pig.
No, she was a spider.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
She died. She was old, so she's kind of a MILF.
That's right.
I don't know about it. You said that the spider fucked the pig, and Andrew said the kid fucked the pig. I don't remember the book, so I don't know what actually happened. I'm confused. I know Babe. I remember Babe. Is that the same thing?
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
That should be the name of Lizzo's next album.
I was just going to say. That'll do, pig. I say that every time I change the fucking station when her music comes on.
Oh, that's your problem. Terrestrial radio or satellite radio.
Listen, there's nothing. Satellite radio is. Here's the thing, man. I require chaos in my life.
The fact that
people can just choose everything they want and not be bored by that is a true shock to me. And it always has been. This is not the first time I've brought this to your attention ever. That's why I need cable and that's why I need radio so that there's things in the vicinity of my liking, but I'm not completely in charge of it. When I get on Netflix, I scroll for 45 minutes and don't watch anything because I don't like to be in control. I will go get on Showtime and I will find a movie within a minute and I will watch it. It's completely different. I don't like the chaos of not knowing what's coming next is like a requirement to me. So I will always listen to satellite radio over, I don't know, Pandora, which is owned by SiriusXM now anyway, or the other music streaming or YouTube where you just go and pick something and listen to it and then they're just instantly gratified. Fuck that. I don't online shop. I still go to the store to get things that I want.
Oh, I do that too. I like the chase. If I'm looking for something like a movie or a game or a DVD or some shit, like I don't really care if I get it. I just like the fucking chase of trying to find it, you know?
Exactly. And that to me bleeds into other things of like other ways of entertainment. So radio, I'm always going to take radio over just picking what I want and having personalized stuff for me. That's boring. Like, I guess that worked when MP3 players were a thing, but who wants to listen to the same shit all the time on your own whim?
I don't listen to music at all anymore anyways, but that's me.
I mean, I do in the car. So. I never was a music guy. I turned you off of music years ago when I made the point that music is just people talking loud.
That is actually what I go back to. I'm like, these are just people screaming.
And
about what?
When you think about like even like hardcore music that I still like and listen to, that's fake as shit. That's not like visceral or anything. They're fucking sitting there trying to record and doing takes and do-overs, and that's not badass or hard or tough or hardcore. Like when you see how fake a production is to create the end product, I just don't like it.
I don't like music because it's too much fake emotion. It's like every song has to be this fucking emotional thing. And I'm like, you're a bunch of dudes standing up there and you're really singing about some kind of breakup, crying on fucking stage. Like, give me a fucking break. Grow some fucking balls. Like, I don't want to hear this shit. I don't want to hear this whining shit anymore. That's what turned me off of, like, the fucking punk scene, because everything became, like, just everybody became a total pussy. It started getting into that folk punk shit. I just couldn't handle it. Like, no matter if you went and saw a hardcore band, you're going to open with some fucking dude on stage with an acoustic guitar whining like a David Haas type shit. I can't fucking handle it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want the emotion of it. It's not real.
I don't like that generally at all. So because of that, I kind of got into EDM for a hot minute, because that's just like fucking people making noises on a keyboard.
Yeah, that's all right.
But
like
even that, I fell off because of music. I'd much rather listen to people talk, and I don't know why that is, but I like to listen to people talk.
Well, that's why we're here doing a podcast and not making music. Although we're, you know,
I'm making music on the side. We're bringing Beforehead back eventually.
It's coming. It's coming.
I created the music, the new intro for this show.
I'm trying to figure out this garage band.
The more that I've spent time doing it, the easier it's getting, but I still don't have it quite figured out either. But I will say, like, making the music is still as a joke. Like, I'm making it on my phone as like a ha-ha, wouldn't that be funny? It's not like I'm fucking walking around thinking I'm some fucking artist.
All right. What the
burping
fuck?
Burping into the microphone. I thought we had that conversation already about that.
Anyways, that's a good transition. Speaking of burping into a microphone or into celluloid and putting it on the screen, how about that Dracula show on Netflix?
Oh, man.
No, you guys keep talking about it. I was going to watch an episode, and I just can't. I don't have Netflix either. So
I have. Andrew watched the whole thing. I watched the middle of one episode, but I do have something I desperately wanted to talk about. Have you ever seen Phantasm? Remember the beginning of the first Phantasm movie when that guy's in the graveyard fucking that chick and she turns into the tall man while he's fucking her? That happens in this Dracula show.
Nah.
This guy's fucking his wife who he
thinks...
Yes, this guy's fucking his wife who he thinks is dead. And she's like, yeah. And then the camera like cuts and there's fucking Dracula on top of him.
Okay, so I have watched all three episodes. I didn't just specifically watch it to bitch about it on this podcast. I wanted to like it because I like horror and I like vampire horror, and who doesn't like Dracula and all of the million times that we've seen him. What I don't like out of the gate, anything that's really British. Their production values are shit. I don't like Sherlock, which is super overrated. By virtue of that, I really think Benedict Cumberbatch is a fucking overrated fucking dog turd of an actor. And these people do Sherlock. So the dog turd BBC crew that I can't stand were behind this Dracula show. So I went in with super low expectations. I turned it on. 15 seconds in, I sent you a text message. I'm fucking done with this Dracula show already. And I turned it off.
Then you went back and you said, actually, the first 45 minutes is good of this episode. Once you get past that.
I was trying. So I go back, I watch it. Something for whatever reason compelled me to do it. Almost as if I was being charmed by Dracula himself. So I go, I turn it on, I watch it. terrible fucking first episode.
Charmed.
Terrible. Terrible first episode. But it had little nuggets of entertainment eventually. Like as you said, like Harker is in a memory banging his wife, but he forgets her face and eventually sees Dracula.
So as he's hard and he's inside of his wife and she turns into Dracula, is he now inside Dracula?
It's a memory. It's not real. It's a dream. It's Dracula confusing him and manipulating him.
Too, the same fucking concept.
Because I'm interested. I'm interested to think, like, so he's fucking this chick, and then suddenly, as she morphs into Dracula, where, like, you know, the asshole and the vagina are not in the same spot. You know, if he turns into a man, is he, like, does the skin fucking wrap around, like, his gooch or whatever, wrap around the dude's fucking cock?
Dracula is a shapeshifter, so I would assume that he just keeps the vagina.
Oh, that's disturbing.
Well, not really, when you put it like that, like, just a kind of, like, almost fully transfer. You know?
Well, he is from Transylvania, so it would make sense that he is able to transform his genitals.
Well, in Phantasm, the tall man, he doesn't have to transform into the tall man. He doesn't have to be that being. He just likes being that guy. So it makes that more fucked up in this Dracula show. So thumbs down on this Dracula show.
I'm not trying to defend it. Your interpretation of that scene is wrong.
It didn't get anywhere close to Phantasm then, as far as the tranny trick.
It's a memory. It's all it is. So it's because now he's like being absorbed and seduced by Dracula. And then, like, he doesn't even remember his future wife's face anymore. And so, in the memory of having sex with her, he sees Dracula. Now, I will say, to that point, you see Harker. He's in the first episode, he's recalling his time with Dracula. Episode two, that doesn't exist anymore. They kind of changed format. But he's sitting at a table, and these nuns are interviewing him about his time at Dracula Mansion, and she's like real aggressive about things and her questioning, so you can see that there's a motive behind what she's doing too. But it even to a point like ends with her saying, now did you have sexual relations with Dracula? Like, they really beat into the thing that there's like some type of weird bisexual, like Dracula is like fucking him throughout the whole episode. He even eventually calls him his bride.
If he's fucking Dracula, why is Dracula riding a cowgirl? That's not the way I would do it.
That's also kind of strange.
Yeah. Dracula would obviously be the one that's... Dracula, to me, power bottom. I don't see it any other way than that.
Yeah, I couldn't dispute that.
Well, Dracula, wouldn't that be power bottom territory, riding cowgirl?
No, you're a power bottom. Okay, hold on. I guess my gay terminology is off. Aggressive top, but fucking from the bottom? I don't know. Dracula would clearly want to lay down, but he would be the one giving it.
Because laying down doesn't automatically mean you're not in control. That would mean he's in control of where he's like, I get to be taken care of here. And also, I'm not just laying here like a dead piece of wood. I'm fucking working it.
Exactly. So power. But
I'm in control of this dick.
So he's a top,
that's
my
dick.
He prefers like the lazy position.
I don't know, Jason. I don't think it's lazy. What terminology am I missing here?
Because a bottom takes and a top gives, so.
Okay, I know that much, but you seem to really know immediately what I meant, what I didn't mean by saying power bottom.
He's a power bottom. And he
you are clearly bottom. The authority in these in this conversation now, so.
Look, if you
what,
know,
what,
you know.
What is that when you're the bottom, but you're the one banging because you're laying down and you're a bottom because you're on the bottom? You're still the top in that situation. What's the term for that, Jason? What are you and your?
I like how he's taking a sip of water as he gets nervous because he's going out on his fucking secret homosexual life.
Well, I don't know the official term here.
Yeah, you do. Oh fucking! Why walk back on it now after you've already exposed yourself?
I mean, you said he was a bottom when he was already a bottom. You're like, I don't see him being a bottom. See him being a bottom when he was a bottom.
He said a power bottom. Just because you're on the bottom doesn't mean the power dynamic still isn't in your favor. That's what he means. You can still be a top while being on the bottom if you're in control. And he's definitely always in control. It's fucking Dracula.
So that be they make him a power top?
No, it wouldn't. He's not on top. He's on bottom.
Isn't all top power? That's what I mean, though. Like,
no, not
yeah.
necessarily.
I don't. I think you're wrong here.
No, not necessarily. There's got to be more here.
Well, if he can be
a
power bottom,
I'm
then
looking,
you can
I'm
be like
for
a
fucking chart.
Oh, are you? Are you, you going to pretend to look at a chart before you give us your personal experience?
Yeah, yeah. Fucking just stall it to make it sound like you're fucking not just looking at this out of memory. But if you can be a power bottom, that means you can be a submissive top, right? If we're saying that he's a power bottom, then this other guy in the show is definitely that kind of top. Or he's not even a top, really. It's all fucked up. Gay people have so many fucking words for, like, I'm sticking my cock inside of you. Like, come on, man. Can we just fucking get it back to simplicity, please?
Let's bring on fucking Lamar.
It's very complicated. None of that exists with vanilla cis straight sex.
Well, people start putting on, you know, they do that whole dom and sub thing. You can have a woman dom, right? But not.
Well, we don't have stupid fucking terms for it. It's, hey, shit on my chest because I want you to degrade me. And she's like, oh yeah, okay, I'll do that. You like
that,
you little bitch?
Sports, like, what the fuck's the name? There's names for everything. Everything has a name.
Well, if she wants to shit on your chest and does it, then she's a top, a dom. Right?
I have
but if you ask her to, then she's the sub.
I have been peed on several times. I've never once referred to it as a water sport. Okay, so don't bring your fucking gay terms into this.
I've been peed on by a dog once, but that's about as far as I can go.
I like it. I'm not going to have to defend it.
You don't have to. I mean, it's piss. I don't want piss on me. You do. That's fine. We have our own things.
I don't know why I like some of the weird shit that I like. Probably from being molested as a kid. I don't know.
We're not here to kink shame.
This is
unless
this
it
isn't
was Lizzo.
Therapy. This isn't. Oh, if it was Lizzo, there's no way I'm letting that fucking pig pee on me. It would be
can
straight
imagine,
yellow. She doesn't drink water. That
you,
pig
can
doesn't
you imagine
drink
the waterfall,
water.
Though, dude? If you like piss, that's the amount of piss you're going to get from her. It's going to be as much piss as you ever need.
Fucking
2 liter Mountain Dew coming out of that motherfucker.
You would get a kidney disease just from her pee.
You're getting bopped in the head with kidney stones and shit.
It would knock you out. It would be huge.
You think she has a rag on a stick, but it's like diamond plated or something? Because she's... I blinged out my rag stick because I'm the boss bitch.
Lizzo probably fucking uses her tampons as chewing gum because that's what she because she's good as hell. She can do that.
Oh god, I'm proud of this.
Her period is probably Hershey chocolate anyway.
Yeah, she. Oh fuck. Oh man. You know. There's some rotten eggs in there. Okay, so Jason, did you find your fucking out of your playbook what the term is here?
I can't. There's too many.
Never mind. He's just fucking pretending now. So, anyways, as we were saying about this Dracula show.
Yeah. So it's not really good. There's little nuggets of like honest brilliance in it. The dude who plays Dracula plays him really fucking well. It's like sarcastic aristocrat. He does a really good job of being a monster who's compelled to do things, but appearing to be in control of it. But you could tell from his performance that he's really not in control of it. Like, there's
like the actor himself.
No. Okay. So the character of Dracula, right? He's an aristocrat. He's a vampire. But in the universe that, of Dracula, the undead exist. Everyone he feeds from turns into vampires, but they're all like hideous monster, undead zombie looking things. He maintains human form and shit. He's a rarity in this situation. So that's why he keeps up his aristocratic appearance and his lifestyle and things like that, because he's able to, but he still is an undead monster driven by an addiction to blood and shit like that. So the actor does a really good job of kind of conveying he's not just like this wealthy dude who is a vampire, but there's some nuances to his acting that are really good. I'm going to give credit where it's due. The dude who plays Dracula is good. And as it goes on to the third episode, he gets really good. That second episode was just honest dog trash. It wasn't very good at all. Third episode, they bring it to modern times. They just kind of randomly take the old real Dracula lore from the books and throw him in modern times, which isn't the first time it's happened. But essentially, he's like dormant and lost in sea in a box for 130 years. And then he gets out of the box and then he comes to shore and bam, there's just a fucking giant team of mercenaries waiting for him on the beach. Like, they just suddenly knew that he was going to get there. And then it's a descendant of Van Helsing. And I mean, it's connected to the show. It's not random, but it's stupid and unexplained how they would just know that he was going to wake up in 123 years. And on that very beach, they're waiting for him to come. Like, there's this so much in this show is fucking stupid. And a lot of the modern time episode is really dumb. But like, so these mercenaries capture him and they have this fucking underground lair and they keep him in it. And like, it's completely vampire proof and they have him completely subdued, but somebody decides to give him an iPad, because that's what you would do for someone who's 400, almost 500 years old, is give them a fucking iPad to play with, because they would understand what that is.
Yeah,
immediately.
And they don't play that for laughs. That's just
a testament to Apple's design philosophy, really.
No. The fact that he has the iPad is not played for laughs. What comes after that seemed played for laughs to me, at least. So he uses this iPad to find a lawyer, and then has the lawyer come to this exact hidden underground location, where he then says, "Hey, you can't keep my client locked up like this. He's not a criminal." Maps. I don't know if Apple would do that. I don't think you have that. If Dracula was able to find Google Maps on iPad, but that means he's super smart, because normal people can't do that.
No.
It
would be Apple Maps.
So yeah, Dracula, while being contained by these vampire fucking hunters in the modern times, finds an iPad, uses it to become free, and then goes and does vampire shit. But the lawyer's kind of affable and goofy and stupid, and the whole situation after that is like, oh, did Dracula really just use an iPad to get a lawyer? What the fuck? So that to me was funny.
If Dracula contacts a lawyer and tells him this story, like, that dude's gonna hang up.
No, he's gonna work. He's gonna go for it. You're gonna get famous on that case, right?
I mean, you're assuming. Okay, so
no one's gonna believe this though.
Yeah, but it's a fucking clown show, like this podcast.
In this world where Dracula exists, like, you don't know much about vampires and things like that. And obviously, Dracula would only exist through the annals of history. So I would not think that people would know who Dracula is just by name, like we do in the real world, right? So this guy calls him. He's not even using the fact that he's the most famous vampire in history. He's like, "Hi, my name is Count Dracula. I'm a vampire and I'm being held against my will. Can you help me out?" I think that most lawyers are going to be like, nope, sorry.
There's a detail you left out of all this, though, that I thought was the funniest shit I've heard in a long time. The Wi-Fi password.
Oh, yeah, the Wi-Fi password. They're like, She's like, who gave Dracula the Wi-Fi password? And he's like, oh, the Wi-Fi? It was my name. It was very easy. Like, what? And that was it. Like, the Wi-Fi password at this fucking underground lair where they're hiding Dracula is Dracula.
So this show's real dry. They throw in some funny shit like that and don't really even fucking play it up as a joke.
No. That's the thing about this show, man. Like, I don't... There's something about it, though, because I have been thinking about it, and I almost considered a rewatch from all three episodes. Like, I don't know. There's a brilliance to this show, despite the fact it's 90% dog shit. There's some really lovable parts in each episode. The chick who plays the Van Helsing character is really good. Until the third episode. And then she's like a different Van Helsing. She plays the descendant. And even that one is dumb. And then the ending, I'm going to just go ahead and spoil it. You guys are never going to watch it. And no, I think it sucks. So I'm going to spoil it. So if people don't want to have the ending spoiled, pause for about 10 seconds, okay? So the Van Helsing descendant has cancer and she's dying. And Dracula tries to feed from her. And then he starts throwing up and realizes that her blood is toxic to him. And eventually they're arguing and he says something about her dying and she's like, no, I'm not dead yet. But when I do die, I'm going to do the one thing that you can't do. And it like strikes his, like, I wish I could, like, it hits that inner fucking turmoil of Dracula where he is immortal and he gets to have these powers, but he's not really acting on his will or whatever. So that eventually leads to him just feeding her dry and she dies. And then because he fed from her, he also dies
from cancer.
That's the end of the show. The toxic he drinks.
I can get cancer.
Well, it's not that it doesn't explicitly say that he's getting cancer, but he's drinking cancerous blood, which is then toxic and poison to him. So, presumably he drinks the whole fill from that and then it makes him sick and he dies. So, and like, they tried to have some weird poetic ending where the enemies come together in death and he takes control of his destiny over the beast inside. Like, I get what they were trying to do. It was poorly done. It was stupidly written. And a lot of this show just has that stupid BBC stink all over it.
So BBC made this shit and threw it up onto Netflix.
Well, Netflix, I don't necessarily know if it's all BBC or if Netflix like kind of threw some co-financing, but I'm pretty sure BBC made this. It was going to air in BBC, but also air on Netflix. So it's like one of these things that Netflix has been importing shows from England.
Yeah.
They've been doing it for a while. They did it with I think the first season of The Last Kingdom was a BBC only production, and then from season 2 and 3 Netflix took over that. Well, that's what Netflix does now, and they've been doing it for a long time to various degrees of success. Slasher was on the Chiller Network ceased to exist, so Netflix just continued to make Slasher on their own. The first couple seasons of Slasher that were Chiller related were really fucking good. Everything that Netflix has done since, trash, not good at all. The very popular show right now. Lifetime. That was Lifetime. The first season.
I saw some of that. Yeah.
I watched one episode. I couldn't handle it. And then when I realized it was a Lifetime show, man.
I didn't watch all of it. I watched the last couple episodes where like they actually did stuff. So it was okay.
All right. Well, there you go.
Not great.
You, just a show, Netflix decided to put on Netflix. And they put that little red N on it to try to make it look like it's like this Netflix thing, but really they just bought it and then made the second season on their own. So yeah, BBC was completely in control of this Dracula show as far as I know, and then just Netflix decided to have distribution rights in America, but you can still go get it on DVD. So I'm not quite sure what fucking, I don't know what Netflix is playing at with like trying to present it as a Netflix original, but it's not. It's from BBC. BBC sucks. 90% of everything that was ever produced in BBC or in England in general fucking sucks. The only thing that ever works is when they play against all the stupid tropes. And I've always been a fan of
the Doctor Who. Boosh.
Love the Mighty Boosh.
Who, don't you?
Oh, fuck Doctor Who. But we can have a whole episode about how Doctor Who's stupid.
No, because we would have to be way more informed on Doctor Who.
I would never watch Doctor Who.
I have to admit, and I have seen an episode of Doctor Who. I watched a holiday episode with trees that came to life. And it was on in the background at someone's house. I didn't seek this out. And it was as fucking dumb as you think it is. But still, I think we would have to dig deeper to really, like, have that anger towards it that we already have to justify it.
When Sci-Fi used to air the David Tennant Doctor Who, I saw an episode or two of Doctor Who. It's not good. It's dumb. The concept is stupid. And anything from England looks like shit. They're famous for it. Actors used to leave England to come to America. Because things filmed in England look like shit. Because when people still used film, England used video. That's why there's fucking missing episodes of Doctor Who. Because the dumbasses were like, oh, we're just going to record over this.
If you watch it, no matter... Like, Doctor Who's a huge franchise thing. It was in Hot Topic and Walmart, all these places around here. And yet you watch the episodes and it still looks like a fucking cheap, like... late night network show that they put no money into or effort, and they actually put money into it. So it's just to me, it's a wasted effort, just the whole lot of it. But and the things that people like about it, I can't understand that cheeky Britishness about it.
It's so dumb and British, and something that bled from Doctor Who in England TV into America. That I literally can't fucking stand. I get angry when I see it. Holiday specials.
Hey, you know, not a fan?
It's fucking... Why the fuck am I having to seek out an episode from the same year as the season that I'm on? Not series. The season. A series is the show as a whole, you fucking British cunts.
That is our fucking... We're putting it down right here. That is our official statement on that. That's what we
series,
follow. Yes.
Series 1, Series 2. Bitch, I think you meant season. You said it incorrect. So, why should I have to then stop watching a season and go to the queue and search for a fucking holiday episode? Why would you not just include that in the fucking season?
When Roseanne used to do the fucking Halloween episodes, they were
That's part of the fucking middle of season.
Exactly. Anything else is fucking... Unless you're making a mini TV movie and you're trying to do that kind of shit, you're fucking up.
The only time it ever worked in America... was It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, because it was in between seasons. It was the Christmas special, but it wasn't fucking... It wasn't right, like... It was never meant to be anything other than, we're not filming right now, we don't have anything on TV, here's an Always Sunny Christmas. These fuckers literally have one or two season shows... and a fucking holiday special for each of them. Just put it in the fucking season. And that bled over into America. Like, every fucking thing that is made on Netflix now has a holiday thing that's not part of it. You can't just go find Nailed It and watch Nailed It seasons 1 through 4. You have Nailed It season 1. You have Nailed It season 2. You have Nailed It holiday season. You have Nailed It holiday season 2. It's not all just on Nailed It.
What is Nailed It?
Nailed It is a fucking cooking show that I'm just using as an example.
Okay.
It's a very entertaining cooking show. It's one of the most watched things on Netflix. Trailer Park Boys. They do it with the Trailer Park Boys.
Well, they're fucking Canadian, so.
Yeah, but the Trailer Park Boys didn't do that before Netflix took over.
See, I didn't even realize Netflix took them over. That sucks.
Well, I mean, they brought it back. It's not so much that they took it over. It was very much a dead thing until Netflix brought it back.
Canadian show. Netflix, they go away real fast.
Netflix gave the Trailer Park Boys new life and popularity they never had before. And I guess that's cool for them. It kind of ruined the appeal of the Trailer Park Boys for me as being like that cool thing that was mine. I was watching Trailer Park Boys in like 2004 when nobody else knew it existed in America. But Red Green didn't have fucking the Red Green holiday special. Don't bring Canada into this because Corner Gas doesn't have the fucking Corner Gas holiday special. Okay, that's a fucking British thing.
Are you sure about that?
I'm positive, dude. Nobody knows more about Corner Gas than me.
They have some new Corner Gas movie
cartoon
or something.
There's a Corner Gas cartoon.
Yeah, they're running a cartoon. Okay. The live action show is long done.
But yeah, that drives me crazy. Holiday specials then that are not included in the season in which they're supposed to have taken place. That's something that in America we always fucking do. Every goddamn holiday has a fucking episode in Supernatural, but Supernatural doesn't fucking make a thing about how it's not actually part of the season.
Yeah. I'm
Tim Allen had so many, just like Roseanne, anytime Home Improvement had a Christmas or Halloween episode, it wasn't the Home Improvement holiday extravaganza.
Well, that used to be the staple of sitcoms around the holidays and shit if they were running.
There's nothing wrong with them. There's sometimes the best episodes in a season.
They used to do remember they used to do like holiday week where every one of the sitcoms had their like Christmas episode that week.
Yeah.
And it was all part of the season.
And it was now, part of the season.
Now they would be what? Like if you went on Netflix, you'd find the Home Improvement holiday show.
Yeah, that's not. Hey, you're gonna have to stop what you're doing if you're watching Home Improvement, and you got to go seek out this fucking episode, and then
because
you come back.
It's a part of the fucking canon. God damn it. How the fuck can you watch the next episode if you don't see the holiday show?
And everything has it. The Office had two fucking seasons in England. Holiday specials, holiday this, holiday that. Fuck you. Make it part of the season. Make more than five fucking episodes in a season, and people wouldn't think that your shows were so critically fucking awesome because you would not have any fucking of your good episodes left. It's not like they cracked the code for having like brilliant fucking critically acclaimed television. Downton Abbey has fucking 16 seasons. Everybody loves that. So it's not because everything else was fucking one season that it was like this a massive hit. They're up their own ass. I hate everything about it.
Well, speaking of up their own ass, how about Ricky Gervais at the Golden Globes?
I didn't even watch it. I like Ricky Gervais a lot.
Okay, let me tell you this. I watched some of it.
I like him too. I mean,
Here's the thing. Here's my problem. So this is what, the third year he was doing the Golden Globes? Like, the gimmick has been he comes out and says some, like, off-color, edgy shit about the people there. Ooh, big deal. It's like you're taking this fucking corporate hosting job, and you're going out there and, like, saying the things that nobody else wants to say. But really, it's, like, pretty rounded off and sanded off, and it's not that big of a fucking deal. Jeffrey Epstein suicide joke on the stage, like,
can I intervene for
what
this
a fucking
for one
edgy
second.
Fucking thing you did there, buddy. Real fucking
impressive. I can say, because I almost exclusively only listen to stand-up comedians and stand-up comedians on podcasts, they're aware that the things that you just said are the reality of the situation, and he's just getting paid to do it. It's a paycheck to him. It's not real. Nobody's like, oh my god, he was so
fucking
edgy.
He went on Twitter.
Ricky himself, talking about like included. The people that are in the thick of it.
Dude,
in the industry,
I had to wake
know
up.
That it's bullshit.
I woke up the next day and looked at all the news articles about, look at the edgy shit that Ricky Gervais said. Oh my god, he crossed the line. He offended everybody.
You should be more angry at the fucking news articles that you're reading than the fucking comedian who's getting paid to do it. It's just a gig to him. He's not fucking thinking he's like some edgy fucking incredible.
You know what?
Guy.
I was on that. But then he went on Twitter and made this fucking post about offending people and being edgy and shit with an unrelated glamour shot of him with his mouth open with his hand forward like he was like fucking buying into it of like I'm too cool for school type of thing.
That's how he sells
have
fucking
to keep
tickets.
Up the facade. You got to exactly.
The, and all the jokes were like low hanging.
He's not
going to
expose his own
fruit.
Business. He's not going to break his own kayfabe.
There is not a stand-up comedian on Twitter who's on Twitter saying anything they actually think.
That is all there for promotion. The guy's a fucking hack.
Okay,
sucks.
You think that his act sucks, and that's great, but you're
no.
Only
I thought
seeing...
that act sucked.
He made a statement about celebrities need to shut the fuck up about politics up here and shit. Like, dude, all you do is talk about fucking atheism. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Dude, you're doing the same about fucking so thing. Much more than that. This is somebody that only sees what is presented to him and makes his opinion about
dude,
that.
I watched his stand-up specials. I can't fucking stand the guy.
You've never heard him talk. You probably never listened to his podcast.
He presents himself to the world in a certain way. So if you're only seeing what he presents, then that's what is presented.
I mean, if I go on Twitter and this is the shit he's putting out on Twitter, what the fuck am I supposed to think? I'm like, let me go seek out this guy I find absolutely, I can't stand him. I find him fucking, I look at him and I get fucking irritated. So let me go watch an hour and a half of him talking. Get the fuck out of here.
Nobody has ever, there's one fucking person who has taken a hosting gig and actually did something with it. Everything else, even the best comedians in the world, are taking their fucking millions of dollars and they're just spitting shit on stage. And that's it. It means it's nothing and it's meaningless.
Right, but
all
don't
he's
get
doing
up there.
Is securing a job.
Don't get
for
up
the
there,
next
do your
game.
Fucking hack edgy comedy and then act like that everybody should be shocked and you were fucking cool as shit for doing it when they knew what the fuck you were going to do because they had you for 3 years. You've done the same shit. And every year we have to act surprised that Ricky Gervais said something too crazy for TV. Yeah.
Gervais like, only fucking does that shit when American TV produces it.
Right, and then he goes on and acts like he's fucking so edgy for doing it. It's just irritating.
Man, you got to protect your fucking next paycheck. Twitter, whatever. You're gonna sit here and fucking. This is exactly my point about how Twitter's stupid. You went on Twitter and became offended by something.
No, I wasn't offended. I was.
You
fucking
are offended.
Irritated.
Okay, offended. What's the difference? What's the difference?
I'm not offended by him.
You
making
got you
fucking
got on
bad
social
comedy.
Media
I'm irritated
got
that
irritated.
He's so. Fucking smug about it as if he's so fucking cool. Like, dude, you took a fucking it's like working a fucking corporate company gig and going up and working blue. How
you
fucking
what,
ooh
you know
that's the that's the
you
entire bit. There's
you
no good
worked.
Jokes in his fucking
you
bit.
Got worked. You got
no
worked,
I didn't
man.
No I didn't
his
listen to me
no you listen to me. His Twitter post what did exactly what it was meant to do to you because you're fucking talking about it. You're angry about it.
What I'm supposed to be angry
he
I'm not angry
on
that
internet.
He did that I'm
he trolled
no,
you on
I'm,
the internet.
No, you didn't.
You got trolled. Yeah, you did. You got trolled.
On his official Twitter, he's going out there and he's out there to troll me. Ooh,
yeah.
He really fucking made a customer because I'm sure going to buy a Ricky Gervais fucking album or go to a Ricky Gervais show. No, I don't give a fuck about that guy.
Ricky Gervais doesn't
him.
Need you to. Ricky Gervais has
so then
fucking
what the fuck is the point of all of it?
NBC
then?
Paying
because I'm your fucking atheist fucking I'm the person you should be appealing to and you're not. You smug fuck. You
he's
suck.
Appealing. He's appealing to making that money now. He doesn't. That point
okay.
that he needs to
well,
sell
I,
tickets, that doesn't. Ricky Gervais
sells
tickets.
No, I just think it's fucking
Ricky
corny
Gervais.
Shit to go out and do and work in blue at a thing you're not supposed to work blue at. And that's the bit. The bit isn't, I'm going to come up with good jokes or anything funny. I'm just going to work blue at this fucking corporate gig. That's not
okay,
a bit. Well,
Seth MacFarlane did the same thing, and everybody seemed to fight. You seemed to like that.
I fucking hate Seth MacFarlane. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Dude, you were all about the Seth MacFarlane fucking Oscars host thing. You liked it.
When? No, I wasn't. You're fucking...
You
were. Now you're
nah,
deflecting
I,
the fucking argument.
We watched it together.
Jeremy said the same thing.
I've always said the same thing about this shit. I know that you're
hack.
Not... It's fucking hacky. And to make a Jeffrey Epstein joke, like, that's fucking... Like, that's a big deal. Like,
dude Hillary Clinton has made... public Jeffrey Epstein jokes.
Exactly.
She's fucking cornball too.
That's what I'm saying though. Why are you even watching this? Nobody gives a shit. Why are you? That's not for
this
you.
This is the same thing with the Lizzo thing. Why the fuck are you watching this? Exactly. We're both.
I wasn't
we're
watching
the same
it.
Things now. An hour later,
the article just appeared out of nowhere, and then everyone in the world did it. So by the time we did it.
I got bombarded
anymore.
with these fucking Golden Globes things. Like, oh my god, the 10 edgiest things that Ricky Gervais said at the Golden Globes.
Well, what does that algorithm say about you? Because
I
didn't
know.
Get
Apparently,
any of that, and I only do stand-up related things. On
well,
the
I go to work, I open up my work computer. There's the MSN homepage, and there's these fucking articles about Ricky Gervais at the Golden Globes.
Okay,
I'm like,
so
fuck, I don't hear about this.
So the media that you fucking open on your computer. Owned by the same media
and it,
that has
and
to promote
it shows
the fucking
up on Reddit.
Golden Globes.
And it shows up on Reddit, and it shows up on Twitter.
Okay, and it shows up on Reddit because when
I'm
you go on
fucking,
Reddit, you
I'm
click
in the sphere,
certain things.
Man. I at least
you
see
get on
stuff.
Reddit, and you see things that are algorithm-based, based on what you typically search.
regardless of what I saw, the fact
so
is he did
the
this
algorithm
corny bullshit,
is what says
and people
about
were fucking
you.
Celebrating it as if it was original or interesting, and it wasn't. And now next year they have fucking Amy Poehler
people...
and Tina Fey hosting the fucking Golden Globes.
You know the people who are celebrating
something I hate
are just
even
fucking
more.
Idiots, right? Nobody within the industry thinks that that was good. He's been made fun of and made
right.
and called a
you know
hack
who
by
I
his
heard making fun of him?
Brother in for
you weeks. Know who I heard making fun of him the next day? Bill Burr was making fun of him the next day about it. Making these same points that I had about it. So I think
I'm glad
standing,
that you and Bill Burr
I'm standing
have so
on
much
the right
common.
Side of history with this. I'm not wrong. That's... It was fucking annoying and hacky.
And
we're,
every comedian
we're talking
in the,
about pop
every
culture.
Fucking
this
comedian
is fucking
in the world.
Pop culture.
I don't know. I guess I feel like I'm farther into it than you are.
You
that
feel
I
like
see
you
it as
defend
a
stand-up comedians and you're not a fucking stand-up comedian. You're not in the fucking stand-up comedian community. You don't need to suck these people's fucking balls all the time. A lot of them are fucking terrible, toxic, shitty people with bad fucking hacky bits. And they're and I'm allowed to fucking call it out when shit is not funny or original. And that shit was not funny or original. He did it
but
3 years in a row. But we're supposed to act
point.
Like it's fucking
that's
new
point.
And original.
That's the point. That's the point, though. He's getting paid to fucking do stupid shit, and he's just taking the money and laughing the whole time.
But it's not funny. I'm not laughing. And you're a
you
comedian.
Aren't,
you
those
suck.
Jokes aren't for you. You don't watch that show.
Then who are they for? Because apparently they were too offensive for the people who, the fucking boring people who would sit and watch an award show with a bunch of celebrities sucking each other off are not
that's
off for
exactly
that either.
It. Middle
so why,
America.
That's what I'm saying. So then he makes a bunch of fucking blue jokes on a show that it's not about that.
And
that's
every fucking idiot that lives in this town got up the next day, put their fucking work boots on and their Carhartt and fucking talked about it. Okay? It wasn't for you. It's
no
not
one
for you. It's
about
not
that
for
where
me.
I worked. No one talked about it at all.
Nobody gives a shit about Lancaster, Jason.
The celebrity fucking this is whatever. He said the same thing we've been saying forever about the fucking about celebrities fucking jerking each other off on stage and shit, and these award shows are a fucking joke. So that part of his bit I agreed with.
He's saying it while he has
a
dick
in
his hand.
It's not like anything. It's not like anything he said I didn't agree with. I just thought it was fucking lame to go out and trumpet it as some fucking bit that was so revolutionary and great and funny when really it was like, wow, you fucking were shooting fish in a barrel with that. You know?
Yeah, he got paid to shoot fish in a barrel and he laughed all the way to the bank.
And that's great.
And he
I
still
never
laughed
to
on
see
Twitter
his fucking,
and trolled you.
His sharp snaggletooth fucking smile again in my fucking television. I hope he dies. How about that? Fuck him. And goes to his non-existent fucking heaven or hell. Fucking prick. The fucking original Office is not better than the fucking American Office. I'm tired of hearing that
well,
shit,
I think
too.
They both suck. So.
It's not that great.
Oh, my God. Jason, thank you for saying something that we've all been saying for years. Okay, so, yeah. The fucking British Office sucks because British TV sucks, right? We're
right.
on board with that. The
so
American
I've
Office
not,
also
sucks. I
have
not liked Ricky Gervais for a long time because of the British Office. I don't like the guy. He's never been in anything that I thought was funny. He irritates me.
Ricky
he's
Gervais.
He's the family guy of a person. He's just family guy if it was a fucking human being walking around.
I still like Family Guy.
Why?
I watch it every night on Adult Swim.
Whatever.
I still like Family Guy. I still watch all the Seth MacFarlane TV shows. American Dad. That is a treat for me at night when I get home from work and at 2 o'clock in the morning, Family Guy comes on. I look forward to it every day. I'm not making that up.
We can't argue taste here. We can't argue taste because it's impossible for it to be right or wrong and whether or not you like something. But
yeah, because we all know what the fuck you're actually doing with your time.
What's that? What am I doing with my time? I'm not watching American Dad.
That's I don't understand why. Here's
okay,
the thing, man.
The
people
Illuminati
fans,
was great,
dude,
but
fans
was
of that fans of that shit turned on it a long time ago. Seth MacFarlane's fans are Simpsons fans now. They don't fucking give a shit about the new episodes. They have the seasons that they like, and ever since then, it quote unquote fell off. Guess what? I still like Family Guy. And maybe it's because I left Family Guy way years before anybody else did. So now the shit that I'm watching on Adult Swim that are new episodes everybody hates, I didn't watch in the original run. So it's like nice to see them and I still like it. I don't know.
To me, it didn't fall off. I just got tired of it. It's like the same edgy joke over and over again. Here's something edgy.
I like that in the background. I still laugh at it.
So that's why you like Ricky Gervais. I get it now.
Because that's all
I like. Ricky Gervais, the human being.
Why?
I like Ricky the. I like the
what,
Ricky
is he fucking, Gervais. Does he come over and cut your fucking lawn? What the fuck
who,
do you like about
who talks on a podcast you know? As a human being? I like Ricky Gervais, who has conversations about things, and we can fucking.
I watched this dude in a fucking on this show with a bunch of other stand-up comedians, like Seinfeld shit. He was trying to be pompous about dissecting a joke. It was just fucking. It was just embarrassing. And then he interviewed that fucking dude from what the fuck, Gary Shandling or whatever. It was just fucking horrific.
Gary Shandling or whatever. You're not even gonna say his name with confidence.
That was his name, right? The guy from that fucking show.
Yeah. You know? It's Gary Shandling
from the 90s. But everything I see of Ricky Gervais as a human being is fucking embarrassing, and it's just this fucking makes me cringe. I just don't fucking like the guy from.
You don't like the guy when the cameras are rolling. That's fine.
Yeah, I don't like him when the cameras are off. I just said I hope he dies. I'm not walking back on that. I would love to wake up tomorrow and see that he died in some kind of horrific car crash. It would make me happy. It would fucking make my Monday and the entire week the best week of my life.
Yeah, but Family Guy is just too crude, right?
Yeah, if they canceled Family Guy and fucking erased every episode in history and fucking gassed everybody who worked on that show, I'd be happy too. It's going too far. Actually, there's some subtext in that joke that doesn't work.
No. That actually, Jews. Seth MacFarlane's not Jewish.
That's very poor. I'm sorry.
There are some Jews that worked on that show, though.
I got a little worked up about the Ricky Gervais Golden Globes. But it irritated me, so I had to get it out, even if you don't agree. Now he can go away for a while until he pops up on a fucking... what's another award show that he could do and work blue on? The fucking Kids' Choice Awards. Let's see what the fuck he does there.
That would be the most watchable the Kids' Choice Awards has ever been. You're gonna sit there and act like you wouldn't watch the Kids' Choice Awards hosted by Ricky Gervais? Actually, I think you would.
I think I would get cable for that month.
Now the fact that that's never gonna happen honestly kind of upsets me.
That's too bad. He goes on there and calls that one guy who produced all the Nickelodeon shows a pedophile.
Dan Schneider.
Yeah, that's actually a rumor from a lot of.
I know he would go in there and say it.
He's a fucking creep.
Which would be fucking brilliant and funny. So I don't understand what the problem is.
Yeah, I'm coming up with better bits than he is for his own shit. How about that? You
know the comedians don't write that shit, right? You know that the fucking networks have writers for those? I bet you don't, because you don't fucking listen to anything or fucking research it at all. But that's...
I'm aware of... That's why I didn't... That's why I was annoyed by it. Of like clearly this shit's pre-approved. You're not going out there with a live hot mic saying whatever the fuck you want. It's just not going
to
happen.
Comedians have literally turned down the role because they weren't allowed to write their own material.
Hey, good for him for taking the check and saying all the offensive shit that they wanted him to say.
So, I mean, that's we can't fucking... I'm not going to sit here and shit on a dude because the corporation made him say things. It's the only way to get paid.
I don't know. He's rich, isn't he? Do you really need to fucking go on a fucking... A fucking award show on network television and host this shit. If you don't believe in it, if I got such an axe to grind.
If I got paid money to do things, I would do it.
Yeah. At a certain point, though, once you're comfortable, what the fuck are you doing this for? Go make a fucking passion project. Go put out some kind of art. No, I'm going to go to this award show.
Projects. It's on Netflix.
Like these fucking assholes who like Jennifer Garner. Like I see her in a fucking some kind of shampoo commercial or something. Like, fucking give me a fucking break.
Dude, Jennifer Garner needs those shampoo commercials to get work. She's not a very good actress. And the world forgot about her. Once you weren't with Batfleck anymore, nobody gives a shit about you.
Well, I guess that's true.
Her brief moment of fame in history was because she was in a movie with Ben Affleck and then married Ben Affleck and then divorced Ben Affleck. After that, no one's given a shit about her forever. There's no more 13 going on 30s for her. She has to have those shampoo commercials.
Well, Mike, didn't you make your fucking bank? Do you really need to do this? I guess it's easy
money. She definitely makes bank with her fucking divorce settlement from Ben Affleck, the fucking superior actor in that relationship that still gets mainstream work.
I just want to see more Chris Tuckers, you know? That's all. You don't see Chris Tucker hosting the Golden Globes. He made his money, he fucking got out.
It's Chris Tucker's fault that he got out. Also, no. Chris Tucker was in that fucking shitty Playbook movie.
He was like a limo driver or something, right?
I can't remember. He was like, I don't remember. It's been a while since I watched that movie.
Man, it's like the fucking Dave Chappelle thing, you know? Fucking walk away when you got your money and fucking move on. And quit fucking being a shill.
Came back and had one of the worst stand-up specials I've ever seen.
Get the fuck out of here.
You're fucking stupid. You don't get to talk anymore.
Fuck off.
Dave Chappelle is the fucking hottest thing in comedy right now.
His stand-up specials are great.
Yeah, first of all, they're great. Second of all, they're fucking hugely, hugely, hugely successful. Third of all, people tried to attack him for saying things.
That fucking joke about getting... a lot of kids are out there getting molested, but none of them by the King of Pop. I thought that was just fucking... That fucking popped me. I can't get over that joke. It's so fucking funny.
Dave Chappelle had his money, went a little crazy, and left for a long time. But he came back, and he took that fucking $100 million Netflix deal.
Yeah, and he's just up there on stage as Dave Chappelle fucking, you know, doing his bit.
Like, I don't...
Until he betrays me by...
Jason pissed me off so much that I don't even remember why we started talking about Chappelle.
Oh, I was just referencing Chris Tucker and Jennifer Garner shampoo. Whatever. What's next on the docket here? What else did we have that needed to be discussed?
Jaws remake was something that I thought we could talk about for a minute.
What do you think of that?
I've been saying for years that I wanted Jaws to be remade, and at a time I wanted it to be like a fucking 8-part series on HBO or something. Reading this news article, this was actually from the people that broke a lot of other legitimate news. So I have no reason to discredit or not believe that this is a thing that's in the works. Jaws, one of my favorite movies of all time. It edges on number one, depending on what mood I'm in with fucking... It, chapter 1 and 2. But for 30 years of my life, Jaws has been the best movie ever made. It is a fucking cinematic masterpiece. I've read the book several times. It's a lot different. I like the book just as much. I honestly don't really like a lot of Peter Benchley stuff. I've tried to read other stuff. Seems like Peter Benchley like had his nautical monsters and didn't really do much else. But Peter Benchley's Jaws, this is how you got to separate this, right? So you're making a Jaws remake. So all of the things about Jaws that were Spielberg created, you just ignore. You get rid of it. You adapt the book. So the book has all of the shark killings. It's a lot more... The book is closer to like Jaws 2 in the sense that it's kind of like a slasher with a shark.
Yeah, which I love Jaws 2. That's a great movie.
Yeah. So they had to... Obviously, everybody knows about the production problems that Spielberg had with Jaws. Like, they had to get creative around using the shark because the shark didn't fucking work. The sea never worked for him. Spielberg spent the rest of his career using CGI because of that fucking shark not working for him. Okay? So, Spielberg was affected in a huge way from this shoot. Even though it ended up being super successful, made his career, it changed him as a fucking creator. So... When I see that Spielberg was on as producer, that's what worried me. Because to me, for the remake, you don't... I mean, CGI is really good now. But you do everything you can to keep a fucking mechanical shark. CGI is great, but I don't want to see a CGI shark. I see CGI sharks in literally everything shark-related since they stopped making Jaws movies. Most of them don't look that good. I guess in 2020, you can make a pretty nice-looking shark. But that loses the appeal to me. So when I see Spielberg, I start thinking special effects. I start thinking Spielberg didn't like shooting in the ocean, so we're not going to be in the ocean. It's going to be fucking CGI this and CGI that. I can't fucking stand CGI. I don't fucking watch Spielberg movies anymore because of the CGI. You put Ready Player One as one of your best movies of the fucking decade, and I've never watched it and don't plan to. Yeah, well, I'm not going to watch the CGI. Well,
that, see, that movie couldn't have been that movie had to be CGI because it was in a video game.
Okay, well, I guess in that circumstance.
That's where it made sense, is where I'm okay with the CGI, but I don't need a CGI shark. I've seen that on the Sci-Fi Channel 100 times. It's entertaining there because it's stupid, but if you're doing if you're remaking Jaws, you're going to either make it like this big event movie, or if you're doing a miniseries, it's going to be like a prestige TV show that's a long kind of drama type thing with a little bit of the shark action in there.
And either way, what you do is you call it Peter Benchley's Jaws. You immediately separate it from Steven Spielberg. You immediately separate it from the NBC Universal classic. You fucking call it Peter Benchley's Jaws. And from the title, you understand this is not a remake of the Spielberg movie that is very much its own thing, but an adaptation of the book. Okay? Which was really good in the sense that you have all of the Jaws shark shit, but then you have the mob. There's a lot of mafia stuff that they write out of the movie. It was supposed to be included, but they just kind of fade away from it because of the production. I literally wrote themselves out of it. Because the guys who were playing the mayor and who were like, the mayor has ties to the mafia. The mayor won't shut the beach down because the mafia doesn't want him to shut the beach down because the mafia is making money, not just the town. In the movie, they just go with the town, make our money during the summer season. It's the mafia, and they're in the real estate business. So there's this really fucking good story arc about the mafia. And the mayor is like risking everybody's lives with this shark because his life is at risk through the mafia. So you fucking keep the mafia presence in the remake. And Brody is... Brody is a younger guy and bangs the chief's wife, man. Not Chief Brody. I got confused because I saw something outside.
So does this become... This becomes a long miniseries that I'll never watch. That's what you're describing. Now, my idea for a Jaws remake would be make it like the Piranha remake. That's what I would like to see. Something that's just completely off-putting.
But,
yeah.
So, yeah, I think we're going to have to go ahead and end it there. We'll talk more about the Jaws stuff next episode, maybe.
All right, this should be more news breaking. Also, there's a Child's Play show coming with Charles Manfredi or whatever the fuck that guy's name is, the original Chucky guy. Yeah. So
I want to talk really heavily about that versus the remake, though. So we will definitely save that for next time.
Yeah, I need to actually watch that remake before I can comment. But that'll be on the agenda.
So until next time, we'll see you guys later.